Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of the ESO to Go podcast. I am your host, Red Bird, and this is my friend, BDLG.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Man, I'm just hanging out, dude. How are you?
I'm doing great, dude. Episode 4.
Episode 4, man. I like it.
For anybody who maybe is listening on a different platform, was waiting for our podcast to go live on the major ones, iTunes, Google Podcasts. We're now there, Bordy. We're searchable.
We are, man. Yes, we are. We're searchable by both ESO and Elder Scrolls Online on the platform.
Moving on up.
We are. We're like getting there, man.
I feel like
progress.
Cue the Jeffersons theme song.
I don't remember the Jeffersons theme song, dude.
We're moving on.
George. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's
yeah,
it.
See, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's enough singing for one episode.
Okay.
All right. So tonight we are going to go in, of course, a little recap of our weekend ESO. Going to go over the Twitch Prime Mountain Pet. Super dope purple stuff. I love purple. Twitch Prime, free access till the 2nd for any new players or people who may be getting your friend, time to get your friends into ESO, of course. They're offering 50% discounts on the base game and Elsewhere. We're going to kind of, and in light of those two things, we're going to talk about maybe the new player experience and maybe what can improve or change to help new players kind of feel more at home or less overwhelmed in the game. And then at the very end of the episode, we're going to kind of go over, you know, what do we think is in store for us? I know this is maybe further into the future, but what should the next expansion include in it? All right, Bordy, what have you been doing in ESO?
Dude, I have been doing a lot of VMA, and it's torture, man. It's rough. I'm doing it on a Stam Nightblade, and it's fun. I really like it. It's a challenge, and I don't know many MMOs that have this kind of solo content in the game, man. It's really, really hard, but it's really fun, and it makes me just want to beat it. You know, it's like every time I get to an area, I feel like I should just be able to run through it, and then I get stuck on the boss. It's like crap. You know, it's hard, but I made it through stage 1, 2, 3, and 4 fairly easily. Stage 5, the I stage, I got stuck there for a little while. That was just ridiculous, man. It made me so mad. Then stage 6 was pretty easy. Stage 7, another one that was kind of difficult, man. Those spores that spawn up seem to be RNG, and I got man, I got pretty angry on that one too. Stage 8 was pretty easy, and then now I'm on stage 9. I still haven't beat it yet. I will beat it soon. This week, I'm beating that thing, man. I'm going to beat it.
I have no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You know, before our listeners start calling us scrubs, okay, this is our first time. We just came back to ESO a couple months ago. This is both of our first time doing VMA. I think we both started about the same time when those, yep, maybe like a day or two after those rewards went live. Of course, those rewards are no longer available. We're still trying to do VMA, but yeah, I'm with you, man. The fact that this type of content exists is awesome, in my opinion. Usually you're like trying to do like, you know, maybe like group dungeons. You're trying to solo them to be cool. You know what I mean? In an MMO or something like that. I remember in Destiny, we soloed Crota. Like that was our thing. We soloed the raid boss. But ESO provides like this content where it's like literally built for like crazy solo play. And I'm having a lot of fun. It is very challenging. There is some moments of RNG where I, you know, want to revert back to, you know, maybe like 17-year-old me and I want to break my keyboard or something like that. But yeah, it's awesome. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm in the same stage you are, the last boss. I haven't had an opportunity to fight him yet. I just got there last night, but it's a lot of fun. It is rage invoking at times, though.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's fun, though. I mean, my experience there so far has been pretty good. I'm just ready to be finished with it. But I do think that after you go through it once, I think the second time through is going to be much easier after you know the mechanics. That's the biggest part.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's just cool because you basically have to build your character around the solo content, right? So like,
you do, yeah.
I have a character that's right now that's set up for raiding and dungeon And I have a guy that's set up for solo PvE stuff. And then, of course, I have my BG guy. And you know what I mean? I think it's cool to have all these different things where you have to really think about your build and what gear you're wearing. And of course, anything like that as far as like an in-game piece of content goes is super cool.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's PvE content, but it's not the same as a PvE dungeon or a trial because there's nobody there with you. You're solo, so you have to build a lot more sustain into your build. You have to take a lot of other things into consideration because you're by yourself. So it is cool, man. I love the versatility there and the builds that you have to make. It's really fun.
All right, so let's just recap this stuff real quick. Twitch Prime, now if you have a Twitch Prime account or membership and you're into Twitch, you can click on your Prime rewards and get a free mount and a free pet. The mount is a horse. It kind of looks like the other horses with the blue lightning or the blood or the fire. It's purple like tattoo-ish stuff on it, and a pet that's basically similar to the mount, but they both look super cool.
Yeah, I think this is my, in terms of that style of horse, because there are several of them out there that look kind of similar with different colors. This is my favorite by far. I have it paired with my Nightblade, the same character that I'm running VMA with, and it looks so dope because my Nightblade is, he's all blacked out, you know, he looks like a ninja, you know, he's all in these ninja clothes. And then you add that dark purple horse, dude, it looks amazing. I love it, dude. It looks really cool for a free mount. I love it. It's really cool.
And I, you know, any free stuff is awesome. It keeps people who obviously, you know, there's a lot of mounts in the game right now, a lot of collectible pets and everything like that. Just, you know, bring it all, right? The more the merrier in this circumstance, especially when you're handing out for free. So it's super awesome. For sure. Speaking of free.
Did you mention how to get the pet? Did we mention that?
Yeah, you log into your Twitch account and then you just go ahead and go over to your Prime loot. Click on there, you get a reward thing, and it's just a redeemable pet and mount.
Yeah, you have to link your accounts, your ESO and Twitch accounts, though.
Yes. So, but typically, yeah. And it's the same process for drops, right? So if you're receiving drops from the Elder Scrolls website when they stream or when they do their streams, or, you know, all the content creators on some weekends get drops, you know, can pass out drops. If your account's linked to those, to receive those drops, it should be linked to receive your mounts as well. So,
yeah.
All right. So now until the 2nd of September, they're having another free access period of ESO. I think just the base game, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's the way I read it, I think. You can download and play the Elder Scrolls Online base game on all platforms with no strings attached. Yep. Mm-hmm. Great time to get in, man.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really good that, you know, the game has so much content to it. It's really good to attract new people by just making the game basically free to play for certain periods of time. You know, they do have kind of a model in which a lot of the Crown Store helps support the constant stream of content and stuff. So it's good that these people are coming in with no strings attached, like you said, and getting an opportunity to try the game.
Yeah, for sure, man. I guess anybody that's going to be listening to this podcast is probably already playing the game, but if you have friends that aren't, tell them. By the time this podcast posts, you'll have 2 days left, because this will go live, what, on the 30th, I guess, on all the platforms. So there's a 28th, so yeah, the 30th, and then so you'll have until September the 2nd. Yes.
That is correct. And if they try out the game for those 2 days and they're interested in getting into it long term, that ZeniMax is giving a 50% discount on the base game and the newest expansion, Ulswire. So 50% is a nice discount for something that's, yeah, you know, as new as Ulswire is. And that includes, you know, the great thing about it, that includes this, you know, I guess, of course, if they're subbing to the game, it includes the newest content, Scalebreaker. Because they already have the base game, right? And then Elsewhere, of course.
Yep. That is true.
So that brings us to our main topic tonight, and that is the new player experience. We have a lot of these. Sorry,
dude. What are you? What's happening over there?
Yo, dude. Yeah, it's not good. I'm just gonna edit all this out. No problem. So basically, you know, the new player experience. You come in. You start it at level one, Bordy. You know, of course, me and you, when we came back to the game, we had some characters already in the game that were max level, kind of chilling at like 160 CP or 200 CP or whatever. What is your overall take on the new experience as it is right now for a player?
So I'm not gonna necessarily say the new player experience is terrible. I don't even know that it's bad. The word that I would use to describe it is overwhelming for new players, and I've heard a lot of people say that. I have friends that I've tried to get involved in this game, and they say, man, the game is fun, but there's just entirely too much. There's entirely too much to do, entirely too much to get involved in. I don't even know where to start. And that, I do think that is a problem with this game because of the, you know, the One Tamriel update where you can just go everywhere and do everything. And there's no, you know, you don't progress through zones. So there's no, it's more of a sandbox than it is a theme park. So you have to kind of figure out what you want to do, and then you go do it. And then it can be definitely overwhelming. Whenever I started playing again, you know, what, 3.5 months ago or so, I had a little bit of that feeling as well. And then once I really started digging into it, I realized, hey, this is awesome because there's so much stuff to do and I can choose what I want to do. But at first glance, if you don't really start getting into it, it can absolutely be pretty daunting, man. So I'm not sure how to address that or how they need to address that, but I think it is something that needs to be addressed for new players if they plan on continuing to get new players and retaining them, you know?
Right. And you know, we had kind of talked before the stream or before the podcast about, you know, how does it feel to kind of walk into the game as a new player versus other MMOs even? And I know obviously the most popular MMO, World of Warcraft, when you come into the game, of course you have to sub, which is like, I think, a pretty daunting thing, especially if you've never played the game before. So you have to sub, but when you do sub and you do buy the newest expansion, you get a max level character, or at least a character that's ready to play the new content. The way ESO does it is basically if you buy the game, or in this instance, if you're accessing it during a free access period, you basically can touch any of the new content that's available to you. You know, now if they don't own Elsewire or any of the expansions, then they're kind of stuck on the base area, right? Which is the starting zone for when the game originally launched. Or does it now change it to where you're starting in Somerset?
Well, I think Somerset was a chapter, right? So I think you have to own Somerset as well. But so I don't know. I don't know where it starts you out if you're a brand new player that owns just the base game. But even just owning the base game, there's plenty of areas there that should be, you know, high level 50 areas, but you can go do that immediately at level one, so that you're almost experiencing in game at any time. You know, there's of course in game content like VMA and trials and whatever, but in terms of going to zones, you're not restricted, and I think that could be a part of why people get a little overwhelmed, you know.
Right, and it is can be overwhelming, but at the same time, like, that's one of the most unique things about Elder Scrolls Online, I think, is the One Tamriel. Once they instituted that, it played more like a Elder Scrolls game than an MMO. So you're going in, you know, a lot of people have played Skyrim before, is the most, I would say, most of the time at least have played Skyrim. And they're coming in expecting like that experience where I can go anywhere and quest and kind of explore and stumble into things as I kind of play the game. And I think One Tamriel allows them to play like that if they want to. You know, and having that unique thing that sets it apart from MMOs, I think attracts a lot of people to Elder Scrolls Online. So the challenge is just kind of figuring out what way can we minimize that feeling of overwhelming and just kind of let people know, like, it's cool. Like, go do what you want. It doesn't matter what zone you're in. Everything kind of scales to you. But at the same time, like, you know, you're not missing out on anything because you can come back and do whatever you want at any time. And it's relevant because, like you said, everything is kind of in-game content at that point.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer is, to be honest with you. But I think it's something that they need to look at for sure, because there's a lot of new MMOs on the rise that are coming out in, you know, the next year, or, well, you know, supposed to. You know how that goes. They may or may not release. But there is a lot of competition in the MMO space right now, and there's a lot of people vying for new players. And ESO is doing a lot of advertising, too. I mean, anytime I get on Twitter or Facebook or really anywhere on the internet, I see ads for ESO. So that tells me they are trying to bring in new players. And I think they're pretty successful at bringing in new players. But I would be interested to see the retention rate of new players. You know, from a person that logs in once, how long do they keep playing? You know, what is the retention rate that this game has? And it may be really good. Maybe we're in such a small circle and talking to people that say that, and that's not everyone else's experience. You know, maybe the masses don't have that overwhelming, daunting feeling, but a lot of people I have talked to say they do. And even people that have visited my stream, they say, man, I've wanted to get into ESO, but I don't even know where to start, you know. And it's kind of like, okay, well, you just start in a zone, pick a zone and start questing, you know, and start exploring, and then just let the game come natural is always my advice. But I don't know what they're going to do, or if they have any plans, or, you know, we could be assuming, and maybe their retention rate is through the roof. I don't really know. It just seems like there could be something in place to help guide new players a little bit more and get them eased into the game so that they would feel more comfortable and not feel so overwhelmed.
Right. You know, so there's many ways that they can take to kind of improve maybe people's experience. One of the things I like is the like a refer a friend type of thing, where maybe like, okay, my friend is going to try out Elder Scrolls Online this weekend during the free period. If I play with him, maybe I get 50% experience or whatever if I'm in a group with a player that's, you know, like new to the game or trying it out for free. That's one thing that I think improves retention rate in MMOs is building relationships with people who are like, man, I really enjoy playing with that person, or this is one of my friends that I love, you know, gaming with, and now I have an excuse to do that, and you know, the buddy system type of thing.
Yeah,
I have a friend that I've met through gaming. Love playing video games with. He's tried to get into ESO, and he actually owns the game, but he says it's very challenging to him because you kind of sit down and think about, what do I do, right? Like, what is the first step? And I think having friends or something like that in the game to help walk them through that is a huge part of, you know, of that process to retaining the players. Bordy, how do you feel about you know, starting a player at 50, maybe when they buy the base game, or you know, maybe buy the latest expansion, and they get like one character that's actually at 50 and kind of ready to start doing the gear grind and everything like that?
Yeah, I think that would be fine, and I think there would be a lot of people that would opt to do that. The problem then lies with the CP points. You know, we kind of discussed CP on a previous episode, but because the gear grind doesn't really start till you hit CP 160, mm-hmm. You know, so I think if they're going to do that, they really need to bump a character up to level 50 CP 160, in my opinion. That way they can really start grinding on gear. But yeah, and I think that would be just fine, man. I think maybe. But then on the flip side of that, it's like, well, what is that really going to do other than allow them to grind CP 160 gear? Because it really, in the beginning at level one, you can still go everywhere and do everything except for, you know, maybe VMA or trials or whatever, and, you know, maybe vet dungeons. But But you can still, in terms of zones and questing, you can still go do anything you want to do. So I'm not, I don't know if that would really help or not in this situation. And something like WoW, you know, I think it does for sure, because a lot of times people feel far behind too, especially with an MMO that's been out for 5 years. So maybe it would help. Maybe it would make people feel like they're caught up a little bit. I don't know, because this game's so unique in that aspect that it you can almost experience in game at level one, you know?
Right. Well, what it does is that CP160, it opens up the, you know, the possibility of playing in the non CP campaign in Cyrodiil. It opens up BGs that are obviously there. It doesn't take into account CP. Having 160 CP gear is obviously, you know, the thing that you definitely want to do once you hit 50, because it gets you, you know, obviously improved stats and stuff like that. So it opens up those two options. It does allow you to, every piece of gear you get from that point on is relevant to your character, right? So I can wear this piece of 160 CP gear forever. So you're immediately coming in as a new player and earning gear that you can essentially include in your build at any point in your ESO future, right?
That's true, but do new players even know that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and maybe that does need to be more advertised during, you know, in the game is, you know, there's so many different points where you think of like, this is kind of max level, or this is where you want to be, right? And the max point of your character is CP 810. Me and you are both on the CP grind right now, and I know that we've kind of discussed the CP system and how we kind of think it definitely has a lot of room to improve. It takes forever to grind out 810 CP.
To get to 810, yeah, it takes entirely too long, in my opinion. It's crazy.
Right, and so you always want to feel like you're progressing in an MMO. You always want to think you're working towards something, but it's such a, like, it's, there's no, the changes between I earned a CP point is so minute, almost to the point of not even mattering at all. When you add a CP point, it adds a fraction of a percentage. If you do not fulfill the full percent, you don't even see the increase.
So it's, yeah, like, I know. But yeah. The CP system is a whole different discussion, though, that I know we could rant on for a long time. Not necessarily rant on, but, you know, discuss, I guess. But how does that, you know, that affects the new player experience too, because they see the CP grind, and that's daunting. I mean, that is probably the most daunting thing in the game, really, is getting to CP 810. It just takes so long. And as a new player, whenever you're running around and you see people at CP 810, you think, my gosh, I'm never going to get there. You know, like, I'm gonna have to play for 5 years to get there. That's what it feels like anyway.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I don't know what the answer is. I think the new player experience could definitely use some work. And from a player coming back to the game, I've only been playing now for 3.5 months, I guess, almost 4 months. And whenever I came back, I had kind of a feeling of an overwhelming feeling as well. Like, it was just, I had a hard time getting started. Once I got started, it was great, and I love every minute of it. But there definitely was a sense of, where the heck do I start? There's so many gear sets. There's so many things to do. I don't know where to start. And that was good. I liked that feeling, but it was almost enough to put me off to say, man, I just want to start a different game that maybe doesn't have so much, or maybe look for an MMO that's coming out soon that I can start from the beginning and grow with the MMO instead of jumping into ESO that's been out for 5 years. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think it needs some work.
Yeah, and okay, so here's the thing is, I really like in-game PvE experiences, right? The challenge is with not having max CP is you're technically not min-maxed, right? So it kind of holds you, not that you can't find groups that will let you in at the whatever current CP level you are, but you're at a disadvantage, and you know, if you're talking about 400 CP, you're at a pretty significant disadvantage, right? I mean that could be the difference between 10-20% damage, you know, or more at that point. So it is something that definitely needs to be looked at. And as a new player coming in, and really, like, even as a current player, not really having a way to reach match level in an efficient way is pretty daunting.
Yeah, it is for sure. So with the new expansion or the new DLC Dragonhold coming out, that's right around the corner, you know, they're going to be doing some stuff after that, obviously. And I know, you know, they're working on all these performance things and whatever. So we know there's probably another year of content coming too, right? So with that new content coming, I'm assuming there's, I don't think they've announced anything for the 2020 year yet, have they?
No.
Okay, so I would assume though that they have something that's on the way. So with that, how do they're going to be pushing to get new players whenever they drop that, just like they did with Elsewhere. And I think they were successful with Elsewhere, but how do they retain new players with this new content? You know, how do they bring in new players and keep them without them having this feeling of, holy crap, there's now another, you know, another DLC or another chapter that I have to run through, as well as all this other stuff.
Yeah, and you know, this, as the cycle stands right now, we have gotten a new class, which we both agree was like a big deal, right? It's cool to get a new class.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we got the Warden first, then they moved on to Somerset, which in theory unlocked a new skill tree. The Cidric Order skill tree, and it unlocked like jewel crafting, something for the crafters, and then of course a new zone and everything like that. And then of course Elsewhere unlocked a new class again, very, very positive thing, really cool to like open one up and try to build one. On top of that, a new zone as well. And so we're looking into the next expansion, assuming we're not going to get another class. We might, you know, it's a possibility, and obviously it'd be welcomed, right? The more classes, the merrier. But in my opinion, I don't want to see another Cidric Order. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to see another Somerset. The grind for the Cidric Order skill line is very unappealing to even a current character.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, just because there's nothing really in the Cidric Order skill line that I'm really too excited to grind for. You know, I think there's some decent skills in there, but I know the grind to get there is super daunting. So yeah, I don't know what they'll do with the new content, but I hope they learn some stuff from the past year. Not that it's been bad. I mean, and not that having, we're almost, you know, it's almost like, I'm sitting here arguing against new content and saying, holy crap, this game has too much stuff to do and they're driving away new players. That's not what I mean. I just know that from people telling me personally that they've gotten on ESO and they have not played or not continued playing because there's so much content, right? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I really like that there's so much content. It's just a matter of getting people to understand that it's really not as bad as it seems. And I kind of went off on a tangent there, sorry, but it's there's just so much, and I hope that they've learned kind of a better release schedule. Maybe that'll help, because I know they overlapped some events with some of the bigger content drops. Like Scalebreaker had an event that overlapped with it, and I was a little confused by that. And so I hope that they maybe do their scheduling a little bit better, for one, and then. Hopefully, yeah, you're right. Maybe a couple more classes, not some skill line that takes forever to get, that there's really nothing in there that's real game changing, in my opinion. So I don't know. I don't know what they'll do, man. It'll be interesting to see.
Right. And like, what skill lines are cool, right? They add to the build. You can literally, one of the positive things about Elder Scrolls Online is, you know, it just opens up new possibilities for new builds, and that's cool, but there's got to be more, right? And so my idea is we need to introduce some new weapons, some new stamina weapons, some new magical weapons, definitely new magical weapons, since there's only technically one weapon that you can use as a damage dealer, as a magicka yielder. So maybe, introduce a weapon that allows you to tank as a magicka class, right? They can tie that to whatever it looks like, some kind of idol or spear, or like we talked about before the podcast, maybe something that just does oblivion, like the entire oblivion skill line that's tied to like an enchanted dagger of some sort, things like that. Introducing enough weapons in a bolus can just really like flip the meta and PvP and PvE, create all these new builds, new theory crafting, as well as like it just, as a current player, having those things to grind out is progression, right? It's the good kind of progression, not the, I hate to beat a dead horse, but the 1 CP every day progression.
Is that a sore subject for you, right?
Yeah, I'm in therapy for this CP grind. That's positive grind in my opinion. Unlocking a skill tree, unlocking a new skill feels awesome. You want to throw it on your bar, level it up, try out the morphs and stuff like that. Introducing three or four weapons in the newest expansion could be just exactly what we need, and the exact kind of alteration between the years where we get new classes.
Yeah, maybe so. I think new weapons would be really cool. Like I mentioned a spear at one point. I think a spear might be cool. And there's some other stuff, but that again, all right. So we're talking about adding a whole bunch of new stuff to the next expansion. Doesn't that make it more overwhelming and more daunting for the new player then? Not that I'm against it. I think it would be awesome to add that stuff, but how in the world do you, how do you keep these new players? How do you get them in there? Because I think even with ESO 5 years old, man, they're still bringing in new players. And I think they'll continue to do so because it's a great MMO. But I just don't know how they, how do you prevent scaring people off because there's too much? And that's a crazy problem to have, right? Like that's a crazy problem to have for an MMO. There's too much stuff to do. And so people don't want to play the game because there's too much stuff to do.
Yeah, and there's a fine line because you have all these dedicated people that spend a lot of money in your game, that spend a lot of time in your game. You definitely have to please them, and it's not pleasing to get a expansion that we have to pay $40 for that really doesn't have anything that affects in-game content. That's the challenge that Elder Scrolls Online faces, being a different MMO and being an MMO that basically like almost the entire game is in-game content. You have to have something that changes the game in a way other than like, here's a new zone and the max level is now 120 and you got to quest through all this line. You got to do the dailies in here. You got to earn flying here, right? Elder Scrolls Online is not theme parky in that sense. So you got to open up the sandbox elements. We got to have new things available to us in the sandbox that make the entire game more interesting.
Yeah, I agree. And I think some of those, I think your idea of new weapons would be awesome. I really do. I think it would be awesome. But again, I don't know how that would affect the new player experience. Maybe they need to add they already have kind of a tutorial, I guess, that starts in Cold Harbor. But it doesn't, once you get out of there, I feel like there's a lot going on. There's a lot to do. And maybe somehow explain. I think one of the biggest things is, and again, this is beating a dead horse, but is CP in general. People don't understand how it works. And I had a buddy of mine started playing recently, and he's stuck with it. He's CP 350 now or something, but he did not know at all. He was level 45 or something and had no idea that at CP 160, you could start getting gear that would last you forever. He had no idea. Once he hit CP, he was trying to get into dungeons. He had no idea he was CP locked out of dungeons because some dungeons you have to be, CP 300. He had no clue. And so those are the types of things that I think they need to make known and kind of explain things maybe a little more so people will stick around, you know, and make it less overwhelming for people.
Yeah. I mean, it is a big challenge, but I think what, you know, again, kind of, I guess we're rehashing things at this point, but the fact that it's an Elder Scrolls game, you know, as long, along with an MMO, having that, like, dropping you kind of out into a world to explore is part of the appeal as well. So it's kind of, you know.
That's true. That is very true. Yeah.
It is kind of a catch-22, if you will, if I'm using that correctly, which I have no idea. Yeah. What is a catch-22 at this point?
I think you used it right. All right, yeah, good. Let's end on that.
Yeah. Let's tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, man, I am on Twitch at twitch.tv/BDLG, and you can find me on Twitter at TheBDLG, and then we post content over on StudioLoot.com.
Yes, sir, and I am Redbird with a Y where the I should be. I'm on twitch.tv/Redbird. Twitter is I am Redbird. I'm also a content creator for StudioLoot.com. All of our episodes of ESO to Go can be found over there, as well as any major podcasting marketplace that you would love to listen to our podcast on, including iTunes and Google Podcasts. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave a 5-star rating. It really helps us move up the directory and helps more people find us. We really appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys have a good week in Tamriel, and we'll see you back here next time with some more ESO to go.